Blog Talk Radio.
Some men say the earth is round and some men say it is flat. But if it is round, can a command of the parliament make it flat? And if it is flat, could the king order it to be round? These are the words used by St. Thomas More in defense of himself, representing himself in his own trial for high treason, in which he was accused, of course, of refusing to acknowledge that the king was the head of the church on earth. We all know the outcome. The government separated his head from the rest of his body. But when he was making this argument to the jury, he was, of course, appealing not only to their common sense. Of course the parliament couldn't make a round earth flat. And of course the king couldn't make a flat earth round. He was also appealing to their understanding of the natural law, of the order in things, of the way a divine creature or a force of nature, whether you are religious or secular, created things, and of our need to pursue happiness by complying with the law of nature. He knew what Aristotle and Augustine and Aquinas had written. He could almost anticipate what Locke and Jefferson would write. And Locke, of course, would repeat this, and Jefferson would repeat this as well, that we have natural rights, that they come from our humanity, that they don't come from the government. At least those were the arguments that were made by these wonderful people who advanced this argument of the natural law. When we were a colony, when we were colonies, and the king and the parliament had wanted to raise money, they had ingenious ways of doing so. One of the most offensive was the Stamp Act. Parliament enacted a law that required every piece of paper in your home, every book, every pamphlet, every legal document, even a poster you were going to nail to a tree, have the king's image on it. You think it's rough going to the post office today? You had to go to a foreign post office and buy an image of the king. Question. How did the king and the parliament, 3,000 miles away, know if you had in your home the king's image and every piece of paper? Answer, parliament enacted an abomination called the Townshend Acts, which authorized British soldiers to write their own search warrants. So a British soldier would show up at your house and knock on the door and hand you a piece of paper in which he had authorized himself to come in, ostensibly to look for the stamps. But of course, while there, they might help themselves to food, to alcohol, to furniture. They might even help themselves to the house, which is why we have the Third Amendment, which prohibits quartering troops in a private home against the wishes of the owner. The Stamp Act was really the last straw. It was the only one of the oppressive acts that Parliament actually repealed in an effort to quell the colonists from their rebellious ways.
Guys, welcome to Hoot and Holler. Hope we have sound. I just had to play that because we're living through it again, folks. Time for revolution. Welcome to Bill from Indiana. Hoot and Holler show. Can you?
Well, you know, that's fitting to what's going on today. They want to. They're so desperate. You look at it. If you've actually read all the Agenda 21 and the County Comprehensive Plan, you see them trying desperately to rush phases. Why do you think they're plowing the fields of vegetables and throwing eggs out, dumping milk?
Oh, it's awful. You know, it's just awful.
Yeah, but, you know, that's part of the depopulation. Well, need food if you're going to, you know, put people in a dire strait. Or if you control the food, you control the people. That's
right.
The basic fact. And
so,
that's been a
yeah.
part of their plan all along. And you're seeing that. You're seeing the who. Well, we're done with the who. Right now, they're cut off.
Yeah,
and
they
Trump
are.
Just
good.
Did. Trump just
yeah.
did that. That's great. And I think we should cut off the IMF. And I think we should cut off the UN. All
you
these
bet.
People begging for money from the UN. When the truth is, the other members of these groups have never footed their share of the bill. And the WHO's directly related to China because of a guy named Maurice Strong, who was on
right.
the board of the WHO, went to China, taught China how to manipulate their currency. You're hearing that a lot lately. I pointed that out in chat about China's manipulation of their currency.
Right.
Strong, the same guy who was on the board of the IMF, he was on the board of the UN, he was on all these other world organizations, He's the one who came up with the idea to tax carbon and use carbon as tax as a way to control everything. That was all Maurice Strong. Soros is a bad guy, but he was a peon to Maurice. And we're still seeing Soros. Who do you think's financing all the crap? Actually, they say Soros is financing it. I say that's probably a lie. Soros isn't financing it. He's using money laundered from the U.S. taxpayers to finance it. Look at Ukraine, follow the money that went to EdTech through Soros, on down through the Clinton Foundation to the Steele dossier and all of that stuff. Follow the money to China. See what he's doing in China. He's invested in their lab over there, you know, where the virus came out of. And the virus, they got to play this virus up big because they got nothing else behind it. They got the media. Did you see him expose the media today?
No, because I was listening to Mark Levin.
He ran a clip. That was yesterday, I think. He ran a clip of the media
yesterday. And
all that they were saying, and the headline that comes out, you got CNN on record saying all this ain't a threat. And then the headline comes out, Trump spreads propaganda. He just showed your videos. So if anybody was spreading propaganda, it was you.
Well,
dumb, Linda. I'm amazed at how dumb these people are.
I'm not. I'm not at all.
They convict themselves all the time. They convict themselves all the time. And it's getting ridiculous. I'm going to point this out. You just saw the last little stimulus thing there. That Pelosi added all that stuff to it. You follow that money. You follow that money and see how much that money ends up back to the Democrats' party. All they did was launder money.
They're thieves. I know. Okay. Here's what's going on today. The thing that I was listening to, because I wanted to find out just how there was two things that came to mind. I wanted to see how far down the rabbit hole Commie Mexifornia is going, and Gruesome Newsom, you know, he just proved what a piece of tyrant SOB he is, because he's saying things like, well, we got to make sure we have either a cure or a vaccination. And he says he's partnering with Oregon and Washington. Okay, that was like 2 days ago, right? And these three blue states are going to coordinate with each other, and they're going to figure out ways to drag their feet and not open their economies. They're lying to everybody through their teeth. And there's three or four on the New England coast, Jersey and New York involved. I don't know the third one. They're doing the same thing. They're gonna fight against Donald Trump, but now that they've asked for federal help, he can't order them to open their economies, but he can say if you don't, and if you want federal money, and he says you don't have to take federal money, but if you want it, you're not getting it. You the guidelines of the other states that we're doing, so he has the power to do that. He does not have to give them the money. He's not legislating the thing.
He does have that power.
Yes, he does.
You know, they act like he doesn't have any power at all. And they are so wrong, especially when a state of emergency was declared. They are so wrong on that. And the whole idea that they want to vaccinate every one of us, blah, blah, blah. Well, first off, I will never take anything that comes from Bill Gates. All you have to do is look at Bill Gates' history with vaccines. Look at Africa.
Oh.
Look at India. Look at IA vaccine. And there's no way in hell I'd take anything this.
What about his plans of chipping everybody with this vaccination? That's what I'm concerned about. And you know damn well that's what they're going to try to do. That's exactly what they're doing, Bill.
Linda, we've been warned about that all over. And, you know, we read our Bible. We know what the mark of the beast is. And you're just not going to find people willingly to let you put a microchip in them so you can track them.
Nope, it's not going to happen. Well, you know what? I'll go to heaven on that hill. I will die on that hill, Bill. I will not let them do it. I don't give a shit. Sorry for my French.
I say this. Let's see you vaccinate the Muslims first.
Oh, yeah, right. They'll chop your heads off. Yeah, they're going to let you do that.
you know, you shut down churches, but they didn't shut down malls.
Of course not. These are evil people. Just any one of David Icke's videos,
about
man.
They are about to be slammed over that because your state's one of them. Your leader's being sued for violating the Constitution on at least three or four premises.
Yeah.
Two of them being the right to assemble and the right to freedom of religion. And when you're trying to tell people and you got gangs saying we need to close down the churches forever, you know, who is this guy thinking he is?
He's a psychopath. Get this? He thinks he's God like Elon Musk does. These people need to be dealt with, and they need to have a permanent tattoo in their foreheads, Bill. That's the only way to stop these people. And either that or Christ has to come back and put them where they belong in the hot place, because that's the only way to stop them. I'm telling you right now.
God's got this.
I agree with Chad. God's got this. You look, and you go back. From ever since Trump got elected, and everything they have thrown at them, and look at how much of it has ricocheted right back at their faces. It's like John Hagee standing there in the church, and the guy is shooting at John Hagee. And they asked the people in the church, they said, what was going on? Because the guy missed him every time. And they said, there was an angel standing in front of John Hagee, flapping the bullet out of the way. So they could not get the hate. Well, that's kind of like, I imagine that's how it is with Donald Trump right now. There's an angel standing in front of him slapping everything the Democrats try to throw at him.
Amen.
Right. Here's the other part of this. The other thing that has to be done, Bill, we can't just sit here and I know God's got a lot of it, but if we're his minions, then we better stand up and do some stuff that's right and that we know is right. Like taking these people to federal court when they violate every damn constitutional right we have. Because if there's not some big lawsuits coming out of this, we're stupid. We are really stupid.
When you're going after something as wide and vast as the deep state, you got to realize there's a lot of nooks and crannies. You got to dig in those nooks and crannies. You want to cover every aspect of it before you bring the rain down.
And I know, but what –
Linda. If you try to rush it, you'll blow it.
No.
I'm saying if somebody comes to me and tries to put handcuffs on me for doing something I know that is legal and they are not supposed to, I'll sue that city. I'll sue the freaking mayor.
Every person who's been banned from going to church could join together in a class action lawsuit against their government, state government, for violating their constitutional guaranteed rights.
That's what I'm talking about, Bill.
These aren't maybe. These are right.
Well, they're not suggestions. Like the Ten Commandments are not suggestions. Commandments, like our Bill of Rights, are absolute natural rights from God. That's why I played that by Napolitano. And he wrote a piece the other day that was spot on. I can't remember. I put it on Facebook. Facebook.
You've seen the young lady from Michigan, state representative, that says the malaria drug saved her life.
Yeah, I
know. Now you've got a Democrat. I think he's in Georgia. He just came out and endorsed the Donald Trump.
Right. So have you
now what you're seeing, though, is you're seeing people are looking at this crap Democrat. Wait a minute, Nancy. You just gave yourself a $46,000 raise, and the first thing you do is take time off.
Of course. Well, seeing other things too. They're starting to see the truth of the evil media, there, because Donald's pointing it out finally.
It just blows my mind how they're trying to say what's propaganda. The one thing you put that set of propaganda out there. Then you look at all the other liberal websites picked up on that, and they all start saying propaganda, propaganda. It's not propaganda when you're on video saying it. Then it's truth. Then it's fact.
Yep.
The propaganda is you trying to act like it's not real.
Well, that's their projection.
You're in denial of your own illicit action. That's
Bill,
major psychological problem.
Listen to me. This is the projection they've been doing since he got in. They are accusing us and him of doing what they're doing, and everybody who's got half a brain knows it. And if you can't see the truth, then you are Helen Keller. I'm sorry. But and then you need some, yeah, you need some definite help, but not from one of these libtard psychiatrists.
They will spin anything. Look how much he's making a profit off the anti-malaria, the malaria drug. And you look at it, he's making, maybe he might get a whole $99, you know. And then you're thinking, well, where are you griping about, like, and I can name some major investments, Obama being invested in a carbon exchange and then trying to pass the law to make a carbon tax.
Right. No, that we know all that. That's ancient history, and it sucks, and they're evil. He came out and endorsed
the
idiot today.
Thing. What we're seeing is it's one side feels like they got the right to do whatever, and nobody has the right to say anything, and lies on the other side, and everybody should believe it just because they said it. You know, like the lady today, the lady that was attacking Trump in the briefing and stuff, you find out her husband is a Chinese lobbyist.
Oh, that maybe it was the one from yesterday. He eviscerated all of them.
Star Reed.
Oh, I don't know. I can't. I don't. A lot of times I don't watch it.
Her husband is a lobbyist for China.
Well, yeah, they're all involved.
I think you're about to see China's economic prowess just totally destroyed. You got Japan pulling companies out of China. We got American companies that are leaving, you know, and you're seeing it. Trump got the oil battle settled down. You know, his list of accomplishments, the Democrats don't act like he's not ever accomplished anything. But his list of accomplishments just in his first 3 years blows away 8 years of the best of Obama. And I'd say if you added Obama's 8 years and Clinton's 8 years together, Trump accomplished more than both of them.
Did you happen to hear the statements today and the one on Facebook of the South Dakota governor? She's a lady, and I can't remember her name. She's opening up her state completely. I mean, she's not having people come in to see the Washington or to the Mount Rushmore, but she's trying to let these businesses do what they know is right and let them do it their way and mitigate to the way it will work for their individual places. And she says she trusts the people with their own intuition and intellect to lead their lives the way they are supposed to. And I'm telling you right now, this lady, we need 49 more just like her, buddy, because she gets the Constitution and she's upholding it. And
I can understand that the panic in the big city, but like I said, you're set up for pandemic. The way you stack yourselves on top of each other, the way you ignore time, use the same air unit that circulates the air through all the apartments, so any kind of a viral thing, especially a respiratory, is going to spread throughout the entire apartment complex building. You know, you're just right for it. You look here. I know in the cities you are dependent on truck drivers to deliver food. Where we're at here, if we can't get food at the store, we're not hurt. We got food all around us.
There's a lot of places that are not like New York City. There's places, of course, like L.A. I got out of there years ago. I couldn't stand it anymore. But I'm in a place that's more suburban because, I mean, I'm not down in that whole called city of San Diego where they got some high rises and stuff. I'm not down there. I'm not even in the metropolis of what they call Mission Valley and all that nonsense, which is kind of like a mini Silicon Valley. I'm like in these rural areas here compared to, you know, we do have our freeways and we've got some traffic, or we used to have traffic, not anymore, idiots. But it's, you know, I've got coyotes. That's the thing I noticed was coyotes coming around and, you know, howling outside people's windows and stuff, and everybody's hiding their cats. But, you know,
we have coyotes here, but we got people that get paid. They pay bounties on them.
Yeah.
And people go out and kill them.
Right.
You know, and all this, there's one thing I've never heard really talk, but I'm going to bring it up. reports I'm getting is that there are more people leaving the country through the border to Mexico than there is coming across.
You mean nationals? Mexican nationals?
Yes, they're going home.
Oh, good. Good. Maybe they're scared. Good. Let them listen to the propaganda. Because I hear it daily on the radio. It makes me sick.
I'm going to tell you what you got. This next little bill that comes out, Pelosi's going to try to put stuff in there because she's going to try to bail out these liberal states that have been overrun with illegals. They're so far underwater, California, Illinois, New York.
Right.
They're going to try to bail them out.
I know.
And what it is using this crisis to cover for their failed leadership, Democratic
right.
leadership that has ruined their country, their
state.
You got California, and I know you're hurting for money. Here's your governor threatening to give illegals a stimulus package. Where the hell is he getting the money?
Where is he getting
the money except to take it from the legal citizens?
So here's what I'm looking at. Okay, we got to look at the big picture here. Because I know that Trump is smarter than all these assholes put together, excuse the French, again, but it's true. So he's got a plan here, and I'm pretty sure I kind of know what it's going to be. He can't fire Fauci right now, but he better put the guy on the back burner ASAP, or he's going to undermine this country forever.
I think he's letting Fauci expose himself.
I hope so.
Now you've got Fauci. You've got him two or three times now. Things he said beginning to come back to bite him in the ass, and things he said today has come back to bite him in the ass. You know, he's great. And I think it's like, if you watch whenever he's up there talking, watch Trump's face when Trump's watching him. Trump is watching this guy like a hawk watches a sparrow.
I know. I've seen that look. Okay, so here's what Donald needs to do, like right now. He needs to put those guys, including Pence, on the back burner as soon as possible and get the reopening task force up in front and center, and that's what they should be talking about at those podiums every single day. And because of
I say he's gonna do that, Linda. Right now, right now you're hearing out of his own mouth how Pence and the crew around Pence has been just astounding.
Yes, but here, the other part of this is we'll get the economy thing going, and then he's gonna have to drop the bombs. And I think because I was watching that video, and I'll try to get it back on Facebook. I've got it in my library of YouTube. It's only 13 minutes, and it was where Donald's going to drop the bomb, and Durham and Barr should be involved because there's going to be a whole bunch of people going to jail over these things, especially this coronavirus nonsense, and there's just going to be a lot of crap coming down, and it's going to hit probably May 1st.
You have got – they didn't name them. I'm naming them. It's me saying these names, so if it's wrong, I'm wrong.
Okay.
You got five people about to be indicted, and it has to do with the whole crap that went on with the impeachment thing. And you're going to see, I'm saying, Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler,
Adam Schiff.
Schumer and Durbin.
That's just, then we got Peter Strzok. There's a whole list of them, huge list. I mean,
I'm talking about the elected.
Okay. Not the appointed. All
right. Right.
So now,
I'm talking about Pelosi, Schiff, Nadler, Durbin, Schumer.
Right. So here's the other equation is much deeper than that. These guys are part of this cabal. They're part of the cult. But the bigger one is these guys on this video are thinking that Trump's going to the UN out of New York and get us out of the UN completely, and he's going to put the kibosh on the World Health Organization all the way live, and he's going to do it probably in one fell swoop, either in a week or May 1st, no later. And He's going to start going after everybody in Hollywood, everybody that's been on this list. I think there's probably 120 of them. I'm thinking Gates is involved in this too. So he'll be one of the ones arrested.
Have you been a part of a worldwide movement going on, Linda? Where we go one, we go all.
Well, the thing that I'm looking at is the only person who can actually pull this off is Donald Trump, because like I said, he's a whole lot smarter than these idiots. And it's about time. But what they're saying he's going to do is he's going to literally restore the original intent of the Constitution. And that's what I'm waiting for, baby. And I hope to God he does.
But he's gonna expose and destroy a whole lot more of evil.
Oh yeah.
Be gone in the space.
We got kids being rescued every day out of tunnels of crap around
the
globe.
I know.
We got the drug market slammed down. And I'll tell you something about the drug market. I said, hey, people haven't been buying their pot from Mexico for quite a while since they've been having all the legal medical marijuana pot in our country. They ain't buying that crap from Mexico.
And that's not really what they're finding. They're finding.
I mean, yes, exactly. That's right. They're finding heroin, fentanyl, meth, cocaine.
Yeah.
And sex trafficking of women and children, especially women.
It's been going on for decades.
Yes, and every day. I had a friend here the other day. We were laughing at each other. For quite a while, a month or so, he and I were going back and forth, but Epstein's not dead. I don't think he is, Linda.
You know, who knows?
All this sex trafficking into the tunnels and all that, somebody gave them a blueprint. Somebody gave them an idea. And I think it was Epstein. And I think we may see Epstein come face to face with Bill Gates.
Well, there's a whole lot, you know, there's a lot more of it, too.
Let
me see who's up.
You know, Bill Gates freaks me out. But when I start looking into Bill Gates and the whole Microsoft deal at the beginning and all that battle and who was what, and then I look at all these failed vaccinations he's tried around the globe and what it's done to the young people, their lives.
I know, it's horrible.
Crippled people in India. Yeah.
I got to bring in Mikey. Hey, Mikey from Dallas, how's it going?
Hey. Good. How's everybody? Enjoying the lockdown?
Oh.
House arrest?
You know, Mikey, martial law, coronavirus, I sat outside, watched my wildlife.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know why. And now that coronavirus is here, I sat outside and watched my wildlife.
Uh-huh.
They can't bug him because he's in a red state and it's different. I got to tell you what's going on here, Mikey.
Well, I'm in an alleged red state too, and I'm quite bothered.
I agree with you.
But Mikey, are you in a city, Mikey?
Well, yes, I am. I am north of Dallas, and yes, I am.
Like a suburb.
See, yes, exactly.
But you're not really right.
I'm in the boonies, Mikey. The closest town of any size has got maybe 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 people, and that's 8.5 miles away.
I understand that. I do.
That's fine.
But
here, not everybody has that luxury, you know. And it does, you know.
Well, Mikey's still in a good way.
Yes, he is. I got family here. They're close to where he's at.
Okay, so here's what the idiot governor of California did today. And when I heard Mark Levin talking about the governors in the blue states, which was, okay, like it was 2 days ago, and we already talked about this a little bit on the show. There's Oregon, Washington, California, the three libtards on the left coast, and they're all joining together, because I heard that out of idiot Gruesome's mouth the other day, to figure out how to reopen our states. Yeah, which was a big lie, because what he said today just gave a tip off. The same went on a day later in the England, like Jersey, New York, and there's one other, and I can't remember what it was, Maine or whatever. And they were doing the same thing. They were all saying the same thing. We're going to figure out how to reopen our states. Well, today
Texas is saying that too. All the governors are saying that.
No, but I'm These guys, these blue ones, are coordinating with each other, which means they're going to drag
feet.
That's what that. Yeah. So that's not what I heard out of Abbott. I didn't hear him saying that, you know, he wants to put the kibosh on it. But when you listen
kibosh, but he is going to figure out his own method and draft his own executive order, whatever that may be, is what I'm saying.
Right. Okay. Let's just see what that means. But I don't trust Gruesome Newsom as far as I can throw Hildebeest derriere, and you know what that means. So what he said today was, we have to do in a safe manner, and we have to take, in 2 weeks we'll take a look at the stats and see where we are, which means he's going to extend this. You know he is. And he's talking about the vaccines, and we need a cure, and we have to make sure how we're going to reinstitute another lockdown when the wave comes back. This is what I heard out of that schmuck's mouth today. And Mark Levin said the same thing on his show, the very first few sentences. He says, these guys are plotting to drag their feet and keep you guys enslaved in these states. I'm telling you right now. And he's, if you can't see this at this point, you're Helen Keller.
Well, of course, Linda, because first of all, the Democrats, they want blood. Literally, they want blood in the streets to dethrone Donald Trump. Now it presents a two-pronged quandary. One, for us state right lovers, we, in theory, we don't want to be told by the federal government when to open or when to close. Now, that's the first quandary. The second quandary is, well, then Trump could say, well, okay, you states can do what you want, but how about no more federal funding? Don't ask me for masks.
That's right.
Don't ask me for food. Yeah. Don't ask me for money. So it presents a two-pronged quagmire.
Yes.
So
do we
state right lovers then, if we don't like our state what they're doing, do we want the federal government to intercede and grab more power? Well, that kind of contradicts what we sort of want, but this is the quagmire that we're all in. Now, I just want to also mention quick, Sunday I'm watching Alex Jones, and, as I stated a month ago, and why China hit the Daily Caller, maybe because if they went to Fox or CNN or whatever, it would have been blocked. But apparently now China is putting the finger on, Obama and Fauci in 2015 sold the coronavirus to them, and then it was their job to create an execution of the virus. So that's what I had said from the beginning, that China pulled the trigger, but the NWO gave the order. And now it's exactly – so China is now going to say that the U.S. government gave them the stuff to execute, and now Trump has to do something about it if he's heard about it, and something has to be worked out.
I heard a little bit about that today. That it was sooner.
I don't know.
China already had possession of it in 2018.
They had it in 2015.
They got proof that they already had this thing, and I'm thinking, Mikey, it's going to come out just like I said. I bet I can link the last five viruses to the original Petri dish they came out of.
I wouldn't be surprised. Not at all. But now, see, Trump is going to be left with the decision, whereas this is a total act of war. Actually, the world has to come to grips with it and say this is a global declaration of war against China. Well, now what do we do? I say bomb the shit out of them. And certainly start off with a worldwide 100% embargo and force our companies to close their factories,
you're
no longer a U.S. company.
You do like what's going on now. You pull all the businesses out of there. You cut off trade.
Exactly.
Tell Walmart to take a damn hike. And, I'm not saying Walmart was bad. But I'm seeing everywhere Walmart went in, the downtown died.
Here's my friend and my assumption. She and I lived, I'm 71, okay? I lived a long time without Dollar Tree and Walmart, and I'll do just fine without them if they go away.
We had Woolworths, and we had Finance,
yeah, we had
and
all
ShopRite,
that
and A&P, and Walbound.
Yep. Yep.
We had all those good supermarkets. We got along just fine.
You bet. And when we have real competition, prices will come down. So don't worry about that.
Well, that's what it is. See, the United States has to take the restraints off of our farmers and let them freaking farm again and make money instead of closing them down, centralizing the food, which causes artificial shortages, because there are really no such thing as food shortages. They're made up. And you're going to have to just go back to the real America.
You know,
thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I live around here where I live at. Our farmers, they're not tearing nothing up. They're planting.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, look, we got a whole bunch of prong stuff. We got Commerce Clause. We got federalism going on. We got all kinds of stuff. But like I told Bill earlier, Donald Trump is so much smarter than, you know, 9/10 of these people all put together. And I think he's 10 steps ahead on the chessboard. Yeah,
because the rubber is going to meet the road at some point.
Yeah, yeah. I totally get it. I get it.
The American people cannot live in this shutdown another month. We can't handle it.
No.
Well, the reason they want to shut down for a long period of time is because that strengthens their mail-in voting deal.
Well, that ain't going to happen either.
That'll be fine. But come November, we're all going to be dead.
Well, like city dwellers anyway.
Yeah. The post office will throw the union out. If they could throw the union out, I might go with the post office. But as long as the union's involved.
Well, the post office is running out of money by September, so I don't know what shape they're going to be in.
Might be good having these people been running out of money.
Well, look.
The post office is going to be bankrupt come September. They're running out of funds.
You know, I don't.
Everybody is.
I don't collect stamps, but I have some stamps that were my grandfather's. They're like 2 cent stamps and stuff. So you got to figure every time the post office was in financial trouble, they raised the price of stamps.
They raise every time
that happens.
America, we'll just email people more. I mean, I'm not even using stamps. I use maybe, two a month? I mean, I don't even use them.
Well, I use very few when I have to for a couple bills, but mostly online stuff.
Right.
I mean, God,
there you go.
But God, if they shut the internet down, we're really screwed. But I mean, as far as that goes.
No, I just won't receive my bills and they can go to hell. I just won't, I have no way of paying them. Sorry. I don't have a stamp and I don't have a check and you're out of luck and I don't have any money. So go F yourself. So, I mean, whatever.
I know.
You know.
But, I'm praying that because he does, when you got a national health emergency or whatever, when people declare A, B, and C.
An artificially made
I get it.
But
I get that. But then it does give the president some powers on what states get what if they're not going to comply with what's happening.
That's the quagmire. Now, we're hoping then for an expansion of power with the federal government because we need them. We need Donald Trump to bail us out of the state screwing us. See, that's the quagmire that we're in.
You know, the
and then
thing
once
is,
the federal government grabs that power, they don't give it back. I mean, we've been learning this.
But I was always brought up you had to have money for emergencies, And it's nobody
just
has
go in the basement.
Anymore.
They'll make some more. That's all.
Nobody
they'll
has
just make it up.
You got to buy stuff. You got to buy American. You got to make me coffee. You got to buy. I got to give my wife credit, although somehow it always ends up costing me too. But my wife's she just bought a hot tub. She's buying this RV camper, driving camper. And I'm like, I don't know where she's going because I hardly leave here. But, I have to have a camp-type setting out here. But the fact is, when I was a child, you were always taught buy American. You didn't buy the other country stuff because it was considered junk unless it was German.
Mm-hmm.
Japan stuff was horrible.
We got to a point nowadays. If you play hell, buy the stuff that's made in America.
Because it's not. We're not a manufacturing country anymore. We're a customer service country.
I know. It's crazy. It's insane.
It's a tragedy. But you can thank George Bush the first and Bill Clinton for NAFTA. You blame them both.
And they were both for sustainable development.
And a Republican Congress.
may I add.
I think?
You brought
Mikey.
Up when the global agenda was first brought out was by George H.W. Bush.
That's right. Republican.
He was.
But
he was.
Have no
skull and bones. He's part of the cult.
Bush.
And I can say more, but I don't want to get arrested.
Or George W. Bush. George W. Bush,
yeah.
Remember he wanted NASA superhighway, and he wanted SPP and all these things.
And what he did to protect his legacy, he threw his reelection so Clinton would be in office, so he would sign it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, well, no, we got to go way back in the future.
You know, I never thought of that, Mikey. Thought of that, Mikey, but that's a pretty,
That was pretty experiment. You know,
that's exactly the story.
when you're dealing with these clowns, that's why I like the one that I think I sent it to you, but it was the 2.5-hour one by David Icke, which he summed it up pretty well on pretty much when he started about the virus being a fake and all this stuff and these phony tests and all these things.
The virus isn't fake. It's a bioweapon. It's not like something that happened naturally.
Yeah.
They
right.
lied about the bat and the wet market crap.
Yeah.
You know, that
was
full of BS. Now China has no choice but to say, we had it in the lab and it got out. Now they're going further and say, well, we got it from the U.S. government, and it was our job to create a point of a method of execution. Done, and we did it. So, hi.
So the other part, when you're looking at these people, whether it's the parts of the cult, whether it's Piglosi or George H.W., it doesn't matter, Skull and Bones, you name it, Bill Gates, and Elon Musk and the rest of them. And he's
Jeffrey
right.
Jeffrey Epstein, Marina Blavatsky. Let's keep going.
Right, yeah. We know. And basically, they are psychopaths. They're super psychopaths.
They're devil worshippers.
They are. They absolutely are. And they need to be dealt with. And you know what? At this point, Mikey, I don't even care if you give them due process because that's how evil they are. I'm serious.
There's nothing wrong with a little three in the back.
Yeah.
You know, one here, here, and here. And I'm pointing to the upper region of my skull region. But have no access to them, so... I wouldn't be able to do it, but I wouldn't mind it either, Linda, if there was a little old-fashioned vigilanteism. I wouldn't mind at all.
It's
I'm
called
not going to cry at night.
You know, you know, you say that, and I said to Chad today, if Donald Trump was to stand up there and say, go after him, do you realize what that would unleash?
A big poop storm, indeed.
Yeah, but I'm saying somebody...
I give credit to the right side because through it all, we've been accused of it, we've been attacked, we've been slandered, libeled, defamed, and everything else, and we have yet to stoop as low as the left.
Maybe it's time to start a stooping because sometimes you have to meet your enemy with some ugliness when there's no other alternative.
Well, I got a whole chapter in the book of
Blow
Down Dirty Tricks.
Did you see the protest in Ohio at the state capitol?
I did,
Okay.
It was
on YouTube. I don't know if I have it. If I do, I can try to find it. I think it was a half an hour, and the citizen journalist was over there, and these people had signs, and everybody he talked to sounded like a total Gadsden flag-waving Tea Party person. And because they know that the Constitution is being eroded right in front of their eyes and they're sick of it. And so they're telling the state capitol people, whether it's the governor or whoever's in charge, to step down and resign because we want our rights back and we're done. You know, I mean, they were ticked. And I think they're going to keep doing it until things change. They want their jobs back. They know that this is a hoax. They know what's happening. They know that we're going to go into archives in about 2 seconds. But that's what's going on, and I hope more people do it. And I told Bill earlier, if somebody gets arrested for something that they have no right to do that to you, you need to take it to a federal court and start suing these bastards. One-on-one, doesn't matter, just everybody do it. Just keep flooding the courts with this crap because this is bullshit and it needs to stop.
I got
to
tell this story today. I'm about to have coffee. Excuse me. today.
Uh-oh.
A guy come by. He's someone that I consider he's lucky to find his way back and forth to anywhere.
Okay.
You would think he was not know nothing. And my gosh, he surprised me and Chad to death because he knew what was going on. He talks about it. He and Chad's looking at each other to know anything. So it's having an effect. We're reaching people.
Yeah.
But
it's well,
through Facebook,
they're waking
it's through
up.
Blogs, it's through the CB. I spend an hour once a week. I try to get on CB for an hour. I got places I can go and get on ham radio. You know, I don't
right.
care. If I knew about a Morse code, I would.
Exactly. Well, anyway, you know, we got to, like I said, Mike, we got to fight back. And I don't know. I did put my house on the market. So just pray for me that I can sell this thing. I only had one interested person
true.
Yesterday. But I have my sign out. I'm going to put my letter of intent to the board of, you know, the HOA board. I got my flyers out there in a little box like the professionals do. And one couple, a realtor and her client came by and wanted information. So I was really nice to them. And I said, just give me a call. It was late. And Sue was in here, my friend, cooking dinner. And I said, well, we're kind of in the middle of that. But let me know. And during the day or even evening, if no one's here, come on in. We'll show the house. And so, you know, I can come down from my price. I just want, I got a great realtor in Arkansas I can work with and just call her and say, find me something, find me a foreclosure, find me an auction. Just get me
yeah.
something good, you know, and because I will go. I'll get on a plane and to take extra pain
pills. Are they still running? Are they still
yeah.
flying?
Yeah, Southwest is. Absolutely. In fact, I even found, I found
are
a couple
making,
of hosts.
Are they making people wear hazmat suits or what?
I don't know, but I do know that there's in Arkansas, in Bentonville, where I'm going to be going for staying for a hotel. They have hotels available. So, I mean, all I have, you know, so, I mean, I've been doing my research because I'm trying to find out, you know, how to get out of here.
All you need is room service and a Chippendale and you're all set.
All I need is a place to lay my head, get my coffee in the morning and go see the properties and talk to my realtor. I'm serious. We're going to do it. And my friend wants to sell her property and she's trying to get hers ready to go. And I said, you know, if you have to get a loan and just start kicking butt or sell that house as is, then you're going to have to do it. Cause she can't wait. I told her she can't wait, but
yeah.
we're both free to go now. So her surrogate mom went to heaven in February and my real mom went in October. So I'm getting
yeah.
out. My family's hunkering down in fear like idiots. So I'm like, what am I missing? Nothing. Just get me out of here.
It's too bad you didn't leave in November or December before the poop storm started. It would have been a lot smoother for you.
Oh, my God, Mikey. Of course, I had no clue that this was going to hit the fan.
Nah,
you know,
no
none
one
of,
did.
So, anyway,
well,
I love you guys. I'm going to – we're already in archive.
God bless you. God bless everybody. Love you. Be here next
oh,
week.
And,
absolutely.
And one of these – Bill, when I get to Arkansas, it'll be easier for me to fly up to see you guys. Way easier. So, I'll just rent
right.
a car and do whatever.
Okay,
right.
now, I just got one more thing to say
talk,
real quick.
Next week, I want to talk to Mikey about Alex Jones, Bohemian Grove, and Epstein Island.
Yeah,
yeah
we could certainly
do
that. And the ties with Bill Gates and whatnot. So,
yeah.
How do you know? How do you know that the tooth? Listen, I just got a question for you guys.
Go ahead.
How do you know the toothbrush was invented in Arkansas?
I don't know.
Well, if it was invented in any other state, it would have been called the teeth brush.
Ah, cute. Got it.
Right, right. Beautiful. Right?
All right.
Okay.
Love you guys.
All
right.
You all have a great week. And
yeah.
For those of us that have to rely on meth. Produce and whatnot, stock up on your meats because we're going to have a meat shortage coming up nationwide, worldwide. So load up.
I got no room to put nothing. I'm stocked up. I got meat. I got turkey. I got pork.
Yeah,
I got everything.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, I'm getting my meat freezer next week, and I'm going to be raiding Walmarts in my area, and I'm going to load up with beef, baby.
There you go.
Find
God bless, guys.
Find
see you next
local
week.
Butcher. Find you a local butcher shop.
I don't think I have a local butcher. I have no idea.
I actually do. It's in Carlsbad, and it's pricey. You know what? They've got all this stuff. I don't know what they got now, but anyway, kids, I'm going to go, and I love you. We'll do it next week.
Cool.
Take care.
All right. Have
God
a good
bless.
One. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Night.
God bless.
You know, you think he'd imitate.